What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, get that vitamin C.
Yeah, baby.
Ugh. Come on, sickly boy.
Yeah, I'm. Apologies. My brain's not working. My sinuses aren't working. Everything is pretty low for me right now, but we have to record today because we are out of town for like 5 days. So forgive me.
The show goes on.
You're forgiven.
Forgive me, please. I'm not sure exactly what it is I have. I think it's from nose. It's from my nostrils up. I just feel like I'm like underwater.
Mm.
It's definitely like a sinus something in that area. But I also went to the dentist yesterday, and
what'd they do?
They didn't do anything. I just got a checkup because I've been feeling like really like sensitivity on this side for like a while since I got my cap on.
Okay.
By my primary dentist. And he said, if you feel anything, just, let me know. And I did. And I just never said anything because I did not want
something to go back in over again.
Yeah. So I just like let it go. And then I decided like 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know what, Zane, it's time to take care of yourself this year. So I was like, I'm going to start from my head down to my feet. I don't know. It's just
he does
first problem stopped here.
No, this is my first time. My first time where I'm like, I'm just going to go through sections, right? I'm going to start up and then I'm going to work my way down.
Top down system.
Exactly. So I'm right now I'm at my like teeth. So I was like, I'm going to go to the dentist. I'm going to get a full checkup and I'm going to just work everything. Everything that needs to be done, even if it's minor, just fucking fix it. And I will take the time and I'll put the budget in to fix everything that needs to be done to my teeth. So I said, I did full exam and they said, oh, okay. So you have a couple. So my problem right now is I've already told you guys this before, but my dentist in Florida a long time ago, terrible. All the root canals I've ever done in my life did it bad. Oh. All of them. So like you're supposed to like clear out all the roots and the guy just like did not clear, or the dentist did not half-ass job. So it was prone for infection when it shouldn't be prone to infection.
Right.
Right. And so now I have an infection on the spot where I got a root canal already, which I'm not supposed to. So
they're also connected though. Your sinuses and your teeth.
Like, yeah. The dentist said, so you have a big infection on the tooth that you got a root canal. The thing is that you'll never feel it, but right now it's eating away your sinuses.
It's coming.
Yeah, but it's scary that you don't feel it. So again, guys, there's a lot of people that like just do not want to like go to a dentist because they're like, I'm good, I have no cavities. You could have something going on, you just don't feel it, which is like scary. So that's what I found out. So I have to go back in a week and a half and get another root canal on a tooth I already got a root canal in.
Oh, well, at least they don't have to do a full extraction and it's like a full dead tooth. And you have to get a dental implant.
You know what? I might.
You might?
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
He pulls them all because he doesn't want to deal with
Heath, gums. I'm so over it where I'm about to. I'm about to pull a full veneer. There's people that do it. They remove all their teeth and then they put veneers. I understand why now.
How do veneers latch in? Like, is it magnets? Like,
is it cement?
It's a stick.
Like,
so they grind your teeth down into like a little peg, a little post.
And then they fill it up.
sorry, veneers, I get that. That's like a, it goes on to a tooth that's already there. But dentures, the ones that are dentures. In the glass.
Yeah.
How is that sticking up? Is it like a little bolt and nut kind of thing?
No, no. They
you have
pop
to be
out.
Able to take it out.
A bolt?
I think it's just like a mouth guard.
Yeah, it just.
But I don't understand how they can
stay there. Yeah, how does it stay there, though?
Yeah, because you see them and they're like,
yeah, they're like playing with it. But I think that's only in movies, though.
No, my grandpa would mess with me when I was younger. He'd look at me and he'd go like this. And he would drop them down and his teeth would drop and I'd see gums and I'd be like,
sound off in the comments for our listeners who have dentures.
Denture glue.
Yeah, for our over 60 plus viewers, if you have any dentures, let us know what you do. They have glue. To put a glue, right?
It's a denture glue, yeah.
So some people just don't like to put glue on, right?
My grandparents don't do the denture glue, and they just let it sit in there. It's molded to your like gums,
yeah.
So you have like the suction and the feeling of it.
Maybe sure it does work like a suction cup.
Yeah, you just kind of
where like you could have it up there, but like if you really want it, you just.
And I'm sure there's got to be a little bit of resistance to it, right? To keep it so you can like bite against it.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to. There's something going on. Whatever it is, they're doing very good.
Like
good
hockey
job.
Players, a lot of them have like the fake like one or two like tooth that they just plop in and plop out.
I love those where it's a tooth and then like a gap and then like another tooth. So if you're like missing two and you could slide both up into it, that is the coolest thing to me. And it's just a space on the back.
Who in our friend group has fake teeth like that?
No. Like where they can pull it out?
Yeah, they have like a fake tooth. Doesn't someone in the friend group?
Not that I know.
No, silly me.
I know. Danielle has her whole front is veneers.
That's what I'm thinking of. Maybe.
Yeah, but she can't take it out. I don't know what happened. She told me it was either she got hit and then
by
she had
you?
To get it. She got hit and then she had to replace the two up front. I'm not exactly sure, but
can I have like this weird, gross confession? But you know what? I'm working through it.
I love confessions.
So I had a mouth guard. Mm-hmm. That I was given or had to buy from my dentist, but it's a mouth guard that's like just for my two front teeth to prevent from grinding.
Yeah.
So it's like a mini spacer.
Yep.
Well, I got lazy over the past 2 years and I've had it sitting in this little jar filled with water because like the thing is mouth guards and
ooh,
stuff.
Kind of like those creepy labs under the basement.
So you know what? I'll be honest. It's a film canister. It's like where I put like film in.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
You did not pop that back in your mouth.
Obviously, no. But I'm like,
well, you said it's a gross
confession.
Mariah,
it's been sitting in my cabinet now for like 2 years.
Pop it in your mouth.
No, I bought denture cleaning tablets, right?
Yeah.
That you put in the water. But I'm like, but how? It's been 2 years. How many tablets do I need to put in that thing?
Yeah.
So I need to put it in hot water.
I would
first.
Boil it.
Yeah, boil it.
I would throw it away.
I don't know if you can, though.
But I spent like $500 on the damn mouth
guard.
There's
that much money?
Yes, because it's a custom. It's
what is it made out
my,
of? Is it like rubbery or no?
Like nice mouth guard.
It's the one you got made at the dentist, right?
Yeah.
It's
you, like then nice you can't silicone. Boil it.
Boil it
because
then,
boiling it would shrink it.
Or yeah, and it'll like
it would mold it. Yeah, yeah, it'll remold it.
I guess obviously I'm gonna Google this, but I don't want to buy another one.
Yeah,
I think there's a way. Have you tried looking up
try
what
peroxide?
You,
I would just do peroxide.
Yeah. Scrub it with a toothbrush.
Baking soda, peroxide.
I'm just gonna do everything.
It'll be fine. Mouthwash.
The biggest treatment.
Include olive oil.
Take a lighter under it,
garlic.
Yeah, just
garlic.
Get it sanitized.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, no, it's actually fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
All right, it's just, I feel...
Or, like just pop it back in your mouth, it'll clean itself.
All right, should we run that intro?
Let's get it, baby.
Yeah. It's coffee talk, baby.
Let's get it.
Oh, Zane. What was that?
What happened?
Sorry, I meant to grab this and it broke.
Here you go.
Oh, no.
Oh,
the
God.
Oscar broke.
The one we got from Bree and Grace.
Did you hear which influencer is dating that big time celebrity?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Wait.
You don't even have to say it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, are you talking about?
Wait.
I'm curious if this person comes up on your feed, Heath, or if you know them.
He knows.
He knows? Mm-hmm.
Jacob Elordi?
No.
Wait, how did that pop in your head?
I was just thinking about Olivia Jade because she's been dating Jacob Elordi in open.
Somebody
like,
is dating BJ Novak.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this has been confirmed by like People Magazine and TMZ and stuff.
Tell him.
Do you know who Delaney Rowe is?
Oh,
she's the girl who always acts like her TikToks are always like of like the trying to be like a manic pixie dream girl, like just a girl from like a Hallmark movie and stuff.
I think he's trying to cast her in something.
You think so?
He's a huge writer.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is like kind of like
no, but her skits are great. Like she does a really good job with those type of like.
Oh, absolutely.
I love her skits too. I just don't know if I like her in person, but her skits are her skits are funny. I tried saying hi. You know what? I never talk shit about, but I have to. I was at Coachella and she was maybe this far apart. She was where the table is, right? We're at the bar. I'm like, oh my God, I love your skits. I love your videos. Like me and my friend, and me and Mariah's right next to me.
And I was smiling too. I was like,
Matt, it was like, it was unbelievable how close she was. Like, there is no way. There is just no way that it was misinterpreted. I look at like, oh my God.
He like reached towards her, like, yeah, reached towards her, and she's staring
she
at
him. She looks at me and goes, I'm going to do exactly what I saw.
It's like it was a skit.
She didn't say anything.
Like that. Zane was mortified.
I was mortified because
he was like this.
It was close enough. It was close enough for I couldn't beat that. You couldn't be like, oh, it's fine. You know when you go like, hey, and like someone just misses you. Oh, it's like, oh okay, it's okay because
you're going in for like a hug, and it's just.
But
like,
it's okay because the person didn't see you. Their face was this way, and you were like this, and they didn't see you. This one, you clearly imagine you would go, hey, they look at you and go. It was just too damn close where you could not even beat it. And really I look at Mariah, I was like,
skin crawl.
I looked at Mariah, I was like, I want to disappear right now. I want to disappear right now because we were both in line.
And then you're like next to each other, like ordering drinks, like dealing.
It was the perfect word. It was mortifying. And you know what? I hope she was just high on the toughest drug where she probably couldn't even see what was going on. Really, I'll give it to her. I hope she was on
maybe
like,
she got confused.
I just hope she was rolling so fucking hard because there's no way if someone looked at me from that close and go, I love your videos, and I went. Or I just hope she was playing a bit. You know, people like, what's the word? What's the acting?
Always in character.
Yes.
Method
acting. I just hope to God she was method acting. Yeah, no, that was just one that I'll like, you know what? I'll never forget that. I was like, wow. And you know what? Maybe I was like this to somebody else one time and I like don't even realize it.
There you go.
You know? So
yeah,
I can't give her too much
shit.
We all have our off days, but I really, that one was just really crazy.
I think you just want to redo. I think you are unhappy with your own self in that reaction that you need to like get that behind you.
It made me, I think, feel so bad about myself where almost like projected. I was just like, you know what? Maybe I don't hear. Maybe I hate myself.
There's nothing worse than watching like videos of people going in for a high five or a handshake and they don't want to accept the fact that they didn't get the handshake or the high five, so they leave it there a little, and they're waiting, and then you see them finally like give up, and then they're just like heads down.
I feel like I kept seeing that like on the worst NFL draft that just happened. You know, like the whole family's all around. You got the girlfriend, the mom who's there.
Everyone's
kind of just competing for that moment of like affection and affirmation of their like their prize athlete.
Yeah,
getting the official contract. They're like, come on.
We were just laughing about the mothers of like the groom who are like really overly like weird about their son. Like there was one where like the mom kissed the son on the mouth down the aisle.
They just don't want their baby to go.
Right. They want to marry.
The baby surprise. What is it? Gender reveal.
Oh, yes.
And then the mom comes running in, jumping on the son before like the wife can even.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I saw that one. I was like, Jesus.
It's out of control.
Madison Humphrey. She's the best.
She's so fucking funny. She does like all of those
bits. I like
bits.
The comments where it's like, Mama, Madison Humphrey's behind you. Like,
oh, I saw Beyonce.
Really?
First night of the...
Oh, you went to the concert?
Oh, I thought you meant like randomly. No. I forgot the concert was like two nights ago.
Yeah, went to the concert. Well, also, this whole tour, there's been a lot of buzz about this tour where there were rumors saying that they were struggling to sell tickets because, one, they didn't like promote this concert that much. Well, tickets for us were $50 each.
No way. No.
For Patricia and I, $50 each. And like
with the seats that you got?
Yeah.
Get and the then, fuck out of here.
SoFi Stadium too, you also really don't have to be in your like spot. You can go down to these like bar areas and
you can
perch up and just watch the show like standing up, and it's a great view. Yeah,
they have that in Florida now too for when we went to see the Miami Dolphins. They there's kind of like a bar area where you can kind of watch the game from there too. You don't have to watch it from your seats, which I think every stadium should do that. Like the fact that you have to be in your seats to watch a game, it's really so nice. Boring.
And they also have like the TVs and everything at the bar. So like if you're in the level to where you like are away and can't see the field, you could at least like see what's going on with the game. You can watch the show.
Oh yeah.
At the bar hanging out.
SoFi is a beautiful stadium. But so Beyonce though, and now I don't know originally if they over expected how many people were going to book these seats. You know, they were thinking maybe it was going to be a full like Taylor Swift.
Well, $50.
They even had to like move seats like around from people's original seats because they weren't able to reach full capacity for it.
Wow.
So, and they also under promoted it, but people thought like, is the show going to be really bad? Are they not really prepared for what they're about to execute?
It's
so
Beyonce,
there was just kind of like a lot of nerves going into it. Cause everyone's like, I can't believe these seats were that cheap. It filled up, show started, unbelievable.
I only saw clips of her riding like the horseshoe.
Around
the whole stadium.
She went around in a horseshoe. She went around in a car. Incredible performances.
I'm just confused. Why is it because the album wasn't like as good as her other albums?
That's part of the conversation, even though it did win album of the year from the Grammys. I think since it was like not a full departure from like her typical hip hop like kind of music, in that it was a little bit more country, if fans weren't willing to like throw out that much money to see her, but
you also said it wasn't promoted, so I wonder if
it wasn't heavily promoted.
Yeah,
like usually tours, there's like you'll get sponsored ads for people's tours on.
Yeah. I honestly didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, same here.
So I feel like that probably had something to do with it, where they just thought like word of mouth it would get around and everybody would just assume and know that she was like coming and performing, and then like last minute, like they were like, oh, it's not selling like we thought, like by itself. So we need to like
seeing the amount of shit that they had for the show. It looks like she's making a documentary out of it. There was just so many different elements in the show that I was seeing on stories.
Oh my gosh,
it was insane.
I bet now it's gonna help sales. Like for
absolutely.
This was the first show of the tour.
First show. So there were also rumors like, were there gonna be guests? Was Dolly Parton gonna come out? Was Miley Cyrus gonna come out? There wasn't really a single guest. But I also feel like it was a bit of their dress rehearsal. That I think maybe they were just like, let's go soft our first night, not in terms of giving it our all,
let's
not make any big commitments or do anything that's out of our norm, so we can just get this routine under our belt. But one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Her daughter's really in the throughout the whole show, right?
Blue Ivy comes out and she dances with them, and then she also brought out her other one of the twins. Was it Rumi?
Mm-hmm.
Rumi brought out Rumi.
Is her last name Carter?
Beyonce Carter? Yeah,
I didn't know. Beyonce Knowles? I thought it was Knowles.
Well, that's her maiden name.
So it's Beyonce Knowles Carter. You'll see a lot. Or Beyonce.
Oh, Jay-Z's last name is Carter.
Isn't it wild how Jay-Z and Lil Wayne's both last name was Carter?
That's why I was like, Cowboy Carter. I was like, is it have to do with Lil Wayne?
No.
I didn't know if it was like a Lil Wayne
Carter. Do you remember Jay-Z? Hey, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Tell me where you been. Okay. That's like their collab song because their both name is Carter.
Wow. I had no idea that Jay-Z's last name was Carter.
Yeah.
And that's what
now
it's
being
for.
Mentioned with the Martyrs, the Biggies and the Pox and the
Carter's a great last name.
Oh, yeah.
Carter.
It was...
Isn't there a president with last name Carter? President Carter?
Jimmy Carter,
yeah.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill? Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real. And that's the best part. Whole crew... No plan, just moving. Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos. Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it. That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power. Yeah. you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 US Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. But it was a hell of a concert, and I think if you Beyonce's coming to town, she's doing three more nights, so y'all should catch her.
In LA.
Yeah, after that, because right now she's top, because Taylor Swift did three nights. She wanted to go for the four nights.
She's competing with T-Sweet.
Oh, she wants to do four.
Yeah, to break the record as like the most amount of performances
in is the show at 3 hours though.
Yeah, felt like it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Because Taylor Swift was 3 hours, no?
Yeah, no. What, 2 hours? No, 3 hours.
I thought it was three. I thought the whole thing was that she had a 3 hour show every night.
She had a lot of intermissions or like a lot of like breaks, I felt like.
Yeah.
But dude, the visual album, like all the little like music videos and like interstitials that would play, insane.
Yeah, it looked good.
Did she have anybody open for her?
No. No, it was just like, she came right out.
Not taking her spotlight.
No, not. Absolutely not.
It's her daughter, only her family. She keeps it in the family.
All right, that's enough.
All right, JC, open up my daughter.
You get one song, that's it. Let's go.
You can tell. No more. She seems like someone that was like, keep it in the family.
I did not see, though, Jay-Z in any of the footage of the concert, though.
Is he not like super problematic, though?
I don't know. Maybe right now.
There's some stuff right now.
It's getting weird with the whole.
I don't know. I don't want to piss off Beyonce if she's listening.
She's not listening.
But I don't know. I feel like he was included in some stuff, like visually. Like if they're showing like home videos after like the twins have been born, you see like Jay-Z with them. Like he was not in it. From what I saw, I could be wrong.
There was a couple Easter eggs that people were saying that could have possibly been. A couple of things that could have been Easter eggs in her show, like the telephone.
And that she's going to have like a rock album because this whole Renaissance tour is like taking back like the origin of like, you know, for Renaissance, the whole stage was a banjo. And then her next album was Cowboy Carter, which was the country album. This whole stage looked like a full on like rock guitar. So her next album's going to be rock.
Rock would be fun.
I could actually see her doing that.
Yeah, I think that would be the plan.
Remember when Lil Wayne did his all rock album?
Yes.
I remember that being really fun.
No Ceilings?
That was the mixtape. But that album was insane.
So good.
Where he's like on, like, where it's like, hey, Bobby.
Yeah. Hey,
I want to be a black kid.
Yeah.
Hey, so Bobby.
That was fun. People loved that shit, especially when we were in high school. People were eating that up.
Tech N9ne rock songs would get me fired up. Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Every time I think about Beyonce, I think about her and Austin Powers. First thing in my head.
I'm Foxy Cleopatra.
I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman. That was like my first time I've ever seen her, I think, was in that movie. So now every time my first time.
You definitely saw her in Destiny's Child and stuff. Say my name.
The thing is that when I watched that movie, I didn't recognize her when I watched that movie for the first time. I watched that movie when I was a long time ago when it first came out.
2003.
I think I watched it in the theaters.
Probably.
That movie. And I remember seeing her. I was like, oh my gosh, she's great. But I didn't like recognize her, really.
I think that was right around her kind of departure from Destiny's Child.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I never knew Beyonce was in Destiny's Child. Like that didn't connect the dots for me.
Was she the head person in Destiny's Child?
Definitely.
Yeah. She was the most loved.
She was like the Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was the other one that came out of Destiny's Child that did the song with Nelly?
Kelly Rowland. And
she was good.
Nelly, I love you. And she's on Microsoft Excel on her phone. She's like, Nelly, where are you at?
So good.
That usually happens with these groups, right? Like that person that's the best knows that they're the best, and then their team is like, you need to separate. That's so sad.
They're holding you back.
For the rest.
You need to go solo and thrive.
Oh, I would hate
they're
to
They're bringing
be,
you down.
If I was in a group like that, and I was on the bottom, and I heard that shit was going on, I'd be cutting people out of their life. I'd be doing everything I can to keep that group.
And also, wasn't there like a fourth girl in Destiny's Child at the beginning?
Was.
And
yeah.
Did she get cut or did she go, I don't want to be a part of this?
Damn, who was the fourth?
And even with Dixie Chicks or the Chicks, there was a fourth of those girls as well who like,
oh, weird.
Made a departure. Like, and imagine though, like, years now, you're like, yeah, I was in Destiny's Child.
They're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
My mom was in Destiny's Child. Like, she was the fourth one. She's just at home pouring wine. Like, I was the fourth one. Just making margaritas all day. Just like, fuck.
You know, she's just making up stories about how they kicked her out because she was the best. They were threatened by me.
Beyonce couldn't handle my mood.
Yeah.
You know, say my name. That was my name.
It was my name they were saying.
My name. And it was a.
Yep.
Because they refused to acknowledge me.
And they knew that I was the star. And what do? You push me out.
Yeah. Mom, it's 11 a.m. Enough of the margaritas. Yeah.
I have to go to school, Mom. Just take me to school.
Oh, man.
That's so funny.
I always think about how Nicole Kidman just never stops working. Another trailer just popped out. 9 Perfect Strangers season 2. I'm just like, when does this lady take a fucking break? There's no way. Like, there's no way she sits at home just for one night watching TV.
No.
She's just always filming something. There's like 15 projects I think she pushes out every year. I just don't.
Does she just not want to be at home with Keith Urban anymore?
What is it? Because I have never seen any. And she's not like a small time actress where she can take all these good gigs. She's a big actress, and I'm sure she gets paid a lot for these projects.
She's just loving the craft, though. Must enjoy it.
She has to be filming two different things at the same time.
She has to just genuinely love acting.
Do you think in their house bathroom, like, Keith Urban sitting down at the vanity, just, like, straightening his hair?
He's
looking at her in the reflection, like, oh, leaving again, huh? Oh, you're leaving again, huh?
What are we filming today?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
all right,
Nicole. He's definitely the one taking the kids to school and back. He's the one she's bringing home the bacon, and he's the one waiting for her at home.
I'm pretty
sure
their kids are well. Or wait, do they have young kids?
I have no idea. I was just
actually
adding
to
it.
I think do think they have younger ones? But she had two with Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot she was with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, they had. They adopted two kids.
Yeah.
But they were together like late 90s, early 2000s. They got divorced. He went with Katie Holmes, had Siri. Oh, fuck. Now all of our phones
yeah,
are activated.
Shit, sorry, guys.
That poor girl.
Yeah, someone made a joke. Who was it? It was I think it was. I forget her name. She was saying how. Yeah, Keith Urban, his music must suck for she has to leave the house.
Enough.
Nicole Kidman's like 6'2", right?
She's
very tall, right?
6'2"?
Oh, is 6'2" a little too tall?
I think said she's 5'11".
What? I thought she was way taller than me.
I mean, 5'11".
Definitely. She's on the taller scale.
That's crazy that she's as tall as me.
You know what I learned? You know, we come to this place to the AMC intro where she like walks into the theater. Guess which AMC they shot that at?
Burbank?
Porta Ranch.
No way.
Oh. That's that AMC. Like, and they
that one's brand new.
Yeah, and I think that's why they shot it there. But I know that's where it used to live.
When
but.
I was living there, I remember they were in the middle of building it and it wasn't open yet. And we were like, damn, I want to go there so bad.
Well, they didn't open it yet because they're spending 3 months doing her full commercial. She's like, it's not perfect. We need to do it again.
I would have been in that parking lot just.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like these.
Yeah.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill? Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, the Mission Impossible movie's happening, and I'm going to the premiere.
Shut up.
It's from Paramount, though, so we all go to Paramount stuff. So
I remember the last one, you guys were on, like, a battleship.
Okay, so it's not like that. It's the one where it's in the city, and you'll most likely get it. Have you got an invite yet?
No, I got to maybe check my inbox.
Reach out. It's a big movie, so I'm sure they'll want.
Please, Paramount, please. Okay.
Can we do first to last catch-up of all the movies? Because I think I've maybe seen one of them.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to explain it to you right now.
I want to watch all of them.
I've seen all of them. I've seen all of them maybe 35, 40 times.
Really?
Every single one. Yeah, it's my favorite. It's my favorite, like, spy movie.
Is the first one still hold up? I mean, the first one's, like, I think more, like, stripped down, but it's very
stripped down.
That's the whole going through the lasers, being hoisted on the string, and he's just like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, Mission Impossible 3 is the good. Like, Mission Impossible 3 and up is very good.
What's the one that everybody agrees is the bad one? Because I saw people talking about, like, there's one that everybody's like, you could skip that one.
There's nothing.
Maybe it might be Mission Impossible 2 in terms of, like, early 2000s cringe to it.
Okay.
That's where it's like, these glasses will self-destruct in 3 seconds.
The first movie I watched was Mission Impossible 3 and on. And then I went back to 1 and 2, but I realized I didn't need to watch 1 and 2. The 3 and on is very, very good. I love how serious he takes it,
mm-hmm.
which makes me love it.
Got it.
You know, because you know he's putting his heart and blood and sweat into it.
Mm.
The motherfucker's doing his own stunts. So you see the airplane upside down? You know he put that as the billboard shot because that was mid-action. Love it. Crazy. I'm so pissed. I told my manager I want to go to 2 premieres this year. All I care about is this one and Final Destination, the newest Final Destination movie. She sends both. She's like, got you an invite to both. Same night. I was like, you kidding me?
No way.
Same.
That's crazy.
Same night. I was like, that is very funny. And Final Destination starts at 7 p.m., Mission Impossible starts at 8. I was like, do I hit the finalization red carpet just for the story and then rush to Mission Impossible after? Two red carpets is a lot. I fucking hate red carpets. But
try
being an influencer. We work so hard to hit these events.
I avoid red carpets like it's the plague. You will never get a photo of you on a red carpet. I hate that looks it. Good. And also, it's the biggest imposter syndrome ever because you're like,
awful.
I don't feel like I deserve to be on this. Unless I'm in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I don't need publicity of me being like, yeah. Here I am.
The only time I ever felt good being on a red carpet was the Saw movie. Because I was like, I worked with them like to make a video. That's the only time I felt like, oh, I somewhat deserve a picture on this carpet. That's fun.
But also, like, all the photographers and everybody, like, they don't know who you are. And they're just snapping pictures because you're on it. And they're
good.
You all don't right. even want to be up there in the first place, and they're making it work.
That's true. Half the people don't even want to be on that damn carpet. They're forced to be on it.
Awful. Never.
It's terrible. They could at least be nice about it, because we don't want to be there.
Okay. State your name.
But yeah, so I'm skipping Final Destination to go to Mission Impossible, which is very sad, but
that's okay.
It's fine. My younger self would have slapped me in the face for that.
I feel like Mission Impossible, though, would do multiple premieres, right?
Did
they do, like, a London one or, like, a
Paris? No. I've already. It's fine.
I want to go to Wes Anderson's Phoenician Scheme, but I don't know.
Phoenician, is that a movie?
Yeah, it's his new one. But I keep, like, following and liking the account, being like, I can't wait. Just try to get somebody on the social media team.
Whole team, I know, don't give a shit about anybody on the internet.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Did you see, have you guys heard about that dog, Valerie, the dog that was found? So a couple went camping on an island and lost their dog 528 days ago. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they were camping out on this island, but they had to leave, and they lost their dog on the island, and they were, like, still convinced that the dog was, like, alive, and sure enough, the dog was getting spotted on these cameras, and it was, like, a little dachshund named Valerie. And the crew kept trying to like catch this dog. And the dog, so the dog survived out in the wilderness as a little wiener dog dachshund for 528 days.
That's incredible. That's crazy. How?
They spent over 1,000 hours like searching for the dog. They had a set of like remote traps. This dog was so smart, would come into the traps, knew how to like get the food and keep going without like
trapped.
And they finally were able to get her and
safely
home. But can you imagine you've lost your dog now for nearly 2 years and it's been on an island just surviving out in the middle of the night? Just getting squirrels and rats and
Know that dog did not come back the same. If that dog is out there fending and fighting for its life for 2 years, your dog's coming back and it's gonna be
different. How did nothing kill the dog?
They're gonna be just like razor blades.
It's gonna be
just like
snarled up.
How did the dog not get killed by anything?
Yeah, it can't even climb anything with those legs.
That's what they're so surprised by. Cute. It's such a miracle that this dog was able to fend for itself.
You said it was on an island?
Kangaroo Island. Yeah.
Kangaroo Island.
Which I think is either in New Zealand or Australia.
Okay, so obviously there was no predators on this island. So
must have been kangaroo.
Well, I don't know. Dude, it's Australia. I feel like they got tons of weird
giant spiders.
I think spiders bigger than her.
Snakes or something that could just like, they could swallow up a wiener dog. No problem.
That wiener dog's delicious to all these animals.
Oh, but that dog, though, has to be such a handful coming back.
Just say your goodbyes and give it to another.
We're so glad owner. We finally found it.
That'd be so sad if you found your dog alive, but it's like not.
They have
not
to like
him
put
anymore.
It down because it's just like just not everybody.
Him anymore.
They just have to leave it in like a little habitat in the backyard. They're just like, back up, back up. Okay, we're happy you're home.
By the way, I did not know when a dog like bites somebody or that's it. It's like the.
Yeah. Well,
I did not know
it's
that.
Really bad.
When I was a kid, my friend's dog bit another girl in the neighborhood in her like tear duct and like ripped her tear duct. Like the girl had to get like an artificial tear duct. He had to put the dog down.
That's
devastated.
My dad's dog bit my brother on the head when he was like a newborn, and they had to put him down.
So wait, is that required by law, or is it like the police are like, you gotta?
Well, the thing is, it's a really terrible situation because obviously, you know, there's an issue. There's an aggressive behavior to attacking like a person, right? And you can take it to a shelter, but you have to disclose that it's bit a person or another animal, whatever. And most of the times, those shelters won't take a dog in if they have had a previous attack.
Or if they do take it in, they'll take care of it, but they will at some point put it down. Because
really sad. And my dad was devastated. So it did like a tiny little attack on my brother. Not attack, but like a little snip bite. And my dad was like, okay, like that's not good.
Yeah.
And he was like, could have been a certain thing triggered it, whatever. We'll just keep watching it. And it ended up biting my brother again.
Oh, no.
And he's like, that's it.
I don't know if you remember Phoebe. Do you remember Phoebe at all? Or the first dog before Xena?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Phoebe jumped over the fence like long time when we had her. She ran across, and while our neighbor was walking, little dog Crystal, the name was Crystal, I'll never forget, bit the dog and killed the dog accidentally.
Oh, no.
And Phoebe was not put down, but they obviously didn't want to put her down, so they brought her to a shelter, and shelter like very soon was like, we have to put it down because nobody will take. Nobody will take her. And she's never had a moment like that. It was just like a one-time moment. It's so sad. It's not like they don't show these behaviors at all.
I know. It's out of nowhere.
It's out of nowhere. They snap, and then that's it. They just get punished for life.
Can you imagine if there was like pet court?
Pet court? Well, no, I think there should be.
Like Judge Judy deals with dog attacks all the time.
Oh, does she?
A lot. But like that's what I was saying. Did the owner come after you?
Put it down. But you got to put the dog. Like, what is she? How does she?
No,
do?
I don't think she'll say that.
They just like because people will go on and be like, this dog attacked me when I was walking. Same situation, jumped over the fence, came and attacked, and then the owner of the dog has to pay for like the damages, like any medical bills or anything like that to cover wounds. But did the person whose dog died go after you guys?
You know, I need to ask my mom again about this. I do remember it was like there was a moment where he was, I think, possibly going to, but I think it had to do with like he wanted some sort of justice. Mm. And I think the justice was they get rid of the dog. Mm. I think like he was, because I don't think the neighbor the neighbor was like really old, like an old, yeah, old dude. So I think he in his head was like, no, I'm going to sue if you don't get rid of the dog.
That's so sad.
But I think the neighbor knew that like what was going to happen, which is really sad.
That girl I knew who got,
but I get it. The dog died.
Bit in her eye. The reason why was because she was going like doing like high pitched kissy sounds.
Oh.
And if you do that with like, I don't know, a dog can hear it.
I do that all the time.
Just the right high pitch. It'll
make them freak.
It'll get you. So I never do like any type of like kissy high pitched sounds to your dog. If it's like a big one, I'm like,
Well, but, I was in my backyard the other day and I'm with Jordan. We're taking some photos and I look over and I see this figure in my garage moving. I'm like, hold on, Jordan. I ran to my garage. There's a giant dog running around in my garage.
Just on the loose.
On the loose. In between the cars, going around by my computer. I'm like, what is going on? And then it's coming up to me. And I'm like trying to like, come here. Like trying to see if it has like a name tag or anything. There's no name tag, but there's a air tag.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so obviously it's somebody's dog, whatever, but like no number to call, nothing. So I'm like looking around and Mariah came out and we're like trying to give it like food to like encourage it to come this way and like try to like find the owner. And then it had one little meat stick. And then all of a sudden it started getting like aggressive and wanting food. I'm like, Bubba, go back in that. Like, the last thing I want is, like, some dog to, like, because you see those horror stories of, like, getting bit in the face and, like, you lose, like, an upper lip or your nose. And I'm like, it's just, you don't know.
What kind of dog was it?
Belgian Malinois.
They're just a little shih tzu.
Little terrier, little Scottish terrier.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a dog, yeah.
Oh, hell, that's a
scary
dog. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what you said, guard dog?
Like a cop dog.
Oh, cop dog.
Like a police dog.
Yeah.
My bad.
But then it like started like jumping up, trying to like get more food. And I'm like,
sorry.
Absolutely not.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I heard this on a podcast recently, and I didn't know this. Okay, when someone says it's a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotel, what does that mean in terms of how you think about it?
Like how nice it is?
ABC.
So yeah. like a 3-star would be like really high end?
I guess. So well, I also thought it was like a cleanliness thing, but it is like a level of like maintenance, I guess, and like how this.
You're not talking about like Google Maps review. You're talking about more like
actual the hotel. Standard like, rating? This is a 3-star hotel, 4-star hotel, 5-star hotel. I always thought it was like, yes,
like we kind of like mission. Like I thought there was like a group of like expert like raiders.
I thought it was based on cleanliness. Like,
oh really?
Like if it's that well like maintained and it's like really like ship shape, it's like a 3-star. In a way, it's like food reviews. You know where there's like an A rating, a B rating, a C rating. Right, when you walk into establishment.
Yes,
it's based on the amenities that that it has in the proximity of what it's near. So if it has a pool, that like ups it up to like a 4-star. If it has like its own like restaurant inside of it, that's what makes it a gym, sauna. It's also its proximity to like important things nearby. Like if it's near like a museum or if it's near like a park or if it's near these things, it's the amenities and the proximity of where the hotel is near that makes it a star. It's not It's not like a cleanliness thing.
So you telling me that inn that's on Ventura Boulevard is going to be a 4-star because it's close to about just about everything in this city?
Could be.
There's no way.
It could be. It's not a cleanliness thing. It's an amenities thing. Also, probably with a little bit of like good.
It's got to look nice. I can't be like run down.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like it's definitely. There's a little bit of like a code of conduct. I don't know how.
I feel like the Four Seasons kind of get away without having the closeness because they'll just be like the one in Hawaii, completely separate. It's its own like corner, not near anything, but it's so secluded, but it has everything you need.
Where you don't need to leave the hotel.
You don't need to leave the hotel.
But like that hotel in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 5-star yet, but it'll get there soon because they'll pretty much have everything you need in
also,
the hotel.
Also, does 5-star hotel even exist? I feel like it's always like three or four.
I think the Langham in Chicago is 5-star.
It's a 5-star hotel.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so they do exist. Yes, they do exist. I'm
Beverly
dumb.
Hills Hotel.
Okay, those are 5-star hotels. It's also...
Ooh, that was $5,000 a night?
So you could stay at a really, really nice hotel that is a 3-star hotel.
I don't care how nice the hotel is, $5,000 for one night makes absolutely zero sense.
For one night, that is rent.
That's more than rent. That's a mortgage. Insane.
Out of control.
I would just be like, whoa.
But that's I wouldn't want to leave the room.
You get in and then you have to leave the next day at fucking checkout 11 a.m. for $5,000.
Also, you need 24 hours in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Should count as one day.
If you're paying $5,000, yeah.
Check in at 3 o'clock, check out at like 10 in the morning. What is that?
That's pretty insane.
I hate that hotels are like 4 p.m. check in.
Yes.
Come in right when the day is really about to be over.
Yeah.
You can't get your ass out of here. That's not 24 fucking hours. I feel like I should check in at noon and leave at noon.
Right.
But I understand that because that concept doesn't work.
The turnover for cleaning.
But you know what? Make it then like a little bit cheaper. I don't know how to say it.
I do get what you mean, but it would be impossible for them to be able to clean that room out.
Because it sucks just in terms of like traveling. If you land at like 9 a.m., I'm homeless, like without
But also, that's a fully booked hotel. I feel like these hotels have so many rooms available where you don't need to use the same room every day.
Also, there needs to be another rate for if you're getting somewhere and it's like 11 o'clock at night. Say I fly in, it's 11 o'clock at night, find a hotel just to sleep for the night to wake up the next morning to leave. It should be cheaper. The room is clearly not booked out.
Right.
But if I was checking in at 3 o'clock and I had all day and I was spending it there, whatever. But if like they should knock it a little bit,
you just came in, you probably need some sleep.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I just want to be, just be like, you know, get some shut eye. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Even if
we have to get up at like 7-8 in the morning, early in the morning.
Yes,
you just make it cheaper.
Uh huh. A little bit. There was that one place we went to that they were super sweet. We checked in at like 1 or 2 in the morning. It was like super late and we had to leave at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
The lady was like, here's some warm cookies.
Yeah.
Go get some sleep.
Tuck me in.
It was those, what were they? Mrs. Fields?
Yeah. Mrs. Was
it? It was like Fields. Warm Mrs. Fields.
Yeah. But the rooms were $700 a night.
Here's some cookies. You know what? Thank you.
You want some cookies? Thank you. Oh, it was nice though. It did hit. It hit the spot.
Why is it always chaos when we link up? Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves. Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it. Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, I have another... Okay, so I was in a garage recently.
Your garage?
My garage. I saw some rat poop on the ground.
Mm.
So I'm like...
Pellets.
Little pellets. You know how you can spot rat poop?
BBs. Just
they look like tiny... Mm-hmm. Can't mistake it. Thank gosh rat poop looks like what it looks like. It's actually the most mild version, I think, of animal poop in the world of animal poop.
It doesn't like gross me out too much.
Right.
It's like, it's like Cheerios. It's hard.
Yes.
But it doesn't smear.
Bird poop is disgusting. Rat poop, absolutely. It's like it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been conflicted to where it doesn't seem like, one, the rats are getting into anything, but they're clearly like... walk it around stuff.
Yeah.
How should I trap the rats? So, because then I know that there's like the little plastic boxes that I don't know if they have goop underneath it or they go in and clean it. But then when the rat goes in there and the rat clearly gets trapped and dies, does that whole box end up smelling like a dead rat?
Well, get the traps that don't kill. Because there's the ones that like snap and like snap their neck and then they die. But most of the time they don't die. Like it ends up just like breaking their neck and like injuring them. But you can get the non-kill type rat traps.
Here's my conflict. Heath, I don't want to have to go out to my garage every fucking day and like see, oh, did I catch any rats today?
You could also.
I would be like, good morning.
So that's where I'm a little morally conflicted, because then I'm like, do we kill rats or do we let them live? Because aren't they like vermin? Isn't it kind of the one thing where it's like, it's kind of okay to kill a rat?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You can also call, we've called like a pest control type thing, because we had in our attic in our old house, we would always hear just like scurrying.
Okay.
And we called them, and then they came in and went up in the attic, and they were like, all right, we do have some droppings, blah, blah, blah. And then they set traps and would come in and kind of like
setting traps up to catch it.
Yes.
I just don't have that much.
Make it a game.
No, but
Matt, make content out of it.
Have the pest control come and do it.
Okay. Or what if I just set it up outside of the garage?
I wouldn't, because you're like you're getting everything from the outside then.
Yeah, then I'm just catching free rats.
Exactly.
Lucky.
Actually, I might ask my neighbor, because our garage kind of share it, and he's like a motorcycle guy. And I feel like he's in the garage so much. I'd be like,
Do you wanna
take this responsibility?
If he's in the garage a lot, yeah, he'll probably see it more than you.
Okay.
The trapped rats.
You having a problem with the rats too?
Yeah, you dealing with that? I've been seeing some droppings. It just kind of grossed me out. So I just don't know if I want to be evil or I want to do good. I don't know.
I get it, though. It's like you do catch it. It's like, now I have to relocate this thing? Where do I put it?
Yes, I just don't want to have to go out there every day. And the idea of knowing, like, is there a rat that I've caught? That poor little rat sitting in there. I don't know.
Or put a giant python in there and let the python have a little bit of fun.
Let it do its thing.
Let him do its thing. It. Yeah.
You remember the game Mousetrap? And that little thing would...
embarrassingly was one of my favorite games.
It was the best game in the world.
It was a great game.
But who actually fucking played the game?
You did.
Get that out just to do the whole Rue Goldberg machine.
We play the game. Would, like, you play the game,
the
right.
Up. It'd be in like the bathtub. It'll swirl around, drop... And then that last like little thing that goes down the little...
Wasn't that the fucking game, though?
It was.
But you couldn't do the whole thing until you got to the end of the game.
Yes.
So it would just tease you the
whole
time.
Yeah, you were building it.
You're building the mousetrap.
As you're playing it, you're adding pieces and you're building the mousetrap. And then the grand finale is when you like finally get it and it's done.
But you know what? My God, it would be so tough to get that ball to do the whole fucking trap.
It goes off track.
Because it was so cheap.
Look at it.
Oh, so that's...
That was the little bucket where it would like tip
over.
Yes,
I liked
and
the steps. Yeah.
In a little bathtub at the top.
So buy good.
It. Buy it. Let's play it.
I think we have it.
You have it?
No, I think we do in the house. Yeah.
We might, yeah.
All right, we're going to play it.
What a classic.
Matt, set that up in the
cheese.
The pizza slices.
Imagine the rat is just watching the ball go. What an incredible video that'd be. But then you just replace the net that catches the rat, make it bigger, so you actually catch the big rat with this game.
Do you guys remember the old YouTuber Vitaly?
Yes, was he?
Yeah, he used to do like pranks and
like one of like the very first prank YouTuber guys.
Yeah, but he's also doing like now he's doing like catching
predators.
Yes,
right.
Predators.
But, okay, first of all, there's something I want to say about Vitaly, but also the whole predator thing. It's one thing to catch predators and like
predator. You know when you catch a predator or something.
It's one thing to do that, but then it's also another to do it the way a lot of these people are, where they're live streaming it and they're trying to like make content based around it. And like you're in public and you're like punching these predators and like do it. Like Vitaly, he'll go like act like he just like did this surprise to a random stranger and like gave them a brand new Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's like, no, you were about to meet up with a 10-year-old.
What? That's what he does?
He'll like go up and like surprise, like
he gives them like this high, yes. and then makes
it'll,
it like,
and he'll like do something in the street and it'll make it like he's about to give them $100,000 cash in a briefcase.
Yeah.
Like you just won, blah, blah, blah. No, you were here to meet a 10-year-old. Like, and like does it for the content of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
that's a little, but I mean,
it's like, it's
capture the predators, but
right, it's taking away from like,
you're adding this weird entertainment, like
yes,
sadistic
yeah,
high,
yeah,
where
yeah,
you, yeah.
It okay, is, it is, it's like, very interesting.
It's to the point where it's like, it's not
because,
about like,
you sit there and question like, oh, does he actually care?
Right.
To protect
no,
people
you're just
that,
making
yeah,
this show out of it for you to get views. Like, it's very bizarre.
Yeah, that's where it comes down to like, it, like, because
like
he's
stop,
not like it doesn't seem like he's doing it for the right reason.
Stop the
yeah,
people, expose these people.
He's making it the entertainment value. He's doing it
right,
for views by
yeah,
adding in the car and the $100,000. It's
yeah,
like Mr. Beast with a dark twist.
It's
like
it's so in, strange.
But you know what? Sometimes I do love a little sting. I don't mind. Like you
oh,
know,
yeah,
when
no, it, I, yeah, it's
where I don't. When was it? Like in the '80s, where they told a bunch of like criminals they were getting like free football tickets, and they made all the people come to get the free football tickets, and they all arrested them there on the spot.
Yeah, because they all had warrants. Yeah,
their identities. So. But see, but that's through like proper like legal measures. But
exactly,
when you're like,
but they're also trying to get them somewhere where they can arrest them.
To arrest them, this is just more of like an exploitation
for a show. Yeah,
but still, catch the predators. Okay, so
right,
this is what he does. There's, this is what he's been doing.
That's what he's been doing recently. Like he was gone for a long time, and then he came back and started like live streaming like predator catching.
Good grief.
But it's one thing to do it, like you were saying, the who's the Dateline NBC, whatever guy,
yeah, like Chris Hansen, to catch a predator,
right? This is like a weird twist.
Because you have the police there. Also,
right,
when you're doing something like that, you have law enforcement there who's ready to take this person. When these people are catching people, you don't. This person
don't give
is
them
already
a way
a dangerous.
To flip it.
This yeah, person that you're exposing is already a dangerous person.
Yes.
You don't know, one, could they have a gun and then just completely lose it right there on the spot and then start. You're doing it in public,
mm-hmm,
where a bunch of people just want to feel safe, and you're baiting them out in public. It's not like it's in a secure area.
That's so true.
Where and it's a house, and we have cops
right,
on standby,
right,
ready to apprehend
make an
this
arrest
person.
This it's, is just for the and then you let them go.
Yeah,
but also like don't punch them and give them an excuse
wait,
to now sue you.
Wait
back
a second, he lets them go.
Yes, you can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't arrest him. But by exploiting their identity on the internet,
you're hoping
you're able
that
to,
you're like ruining their image.
Yeah.
Do you think he's first trying to tell law enforcement first before he does anything? Where it's like, okay, well, if law enforcement's not doing anything,
no,
I'm
like a
try
lot
to
of
do,
these shows, like they're.
I'm trying to give him like benefit of the doubt. Maybe he is doing something behind the scenes.
I'm sure they probably do report it, but it's just like
they yeah, bait the conversations. They like get. They find this person in their DMs. They'll say,
yeah,
well, are you okay if I'm 16, if I'm 15 or whatever?
Yeah.
And the person consents that, yeah, it's fine. And then they go and
yeah,
meet up with them. Like,
and then it's just like trying to like ruin their image online and hope that like whatever.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very interesting. There's something weird about it. The one I saw that I've seen actually quite a few times where he found one of these predators and they took him into a house and they were like shaving his head. They were like tormented.
Yeah.
Almost, it felt like I was watching like a haze, but it was so weird because there was, again, there was no law enforcement ready to, like, it was just like haze them on the internet and then let him go.
It was weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It just, because you're just not doing it for the right reason.
But also like you're creating something to
it's
backfire on yourself.
It's very dangerous to do.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. It's because these people now that you've exposed them, they have like nothing to lose, or they could feel like they have nothing to lose. Which
and
is a dangerous
views, and it gets views. That's,
yeah,
I think it's just if you proceed with caution if you like want to be a creator and you see that these videos get views, how dangerous like Yeah. Taking that type of responsibility is into your own hands. Okay. Yeah. But so this YouTuber, though, didn't he just get arrested?
So he right now is stuck in the Philippines being sentenced supposedly for 24 years. They're not letting him go.
What did really? He do?
He was just being like an ass around the Philippines, like filming in public, like annoying, like being
obnoxious,
being an obnoxious, like shitty YouTuber. And he got arrested, but they're like making a statement and they're like doing whatever they can to hold him.
Oh, boy.
And like awaiting trial. So he's just stuck right now waiting to have this trial to be sentenced.
What was he filming there?
Shitty pranks and like
just pranks.
Annoying.
The peace. Just being obnoxious in public.
Annoying
just
like just
all.
People that live in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah, legal experts predict he could be stuck in pre-trial detention for 2 to 3 years without any sentencing, not likely until 2027 or 2028. As of now, there's no trial wait. Meanwhile, an online petition of 3,500 signatures is calling for his social media ban over alleged cyberbullying. Oh, boy.
I wonder, like, where YouTube, like, oh, no, because he doesn't post on YouTube. He posts on live stream, right?
He's a live
stream. It is crazy what these live stream platforms are allowing on their platforms, right?
But I think YouTube banned him a long time. Like, something like else happened with him where he attacked somebody in the street because he was, like, high on mushrooms.
He attacked a Miami woman.
Yes, it was a lady on the street. He just, like, ran up and, like, beat her.
What?
He's awful.
What the fuck?
But he was on drugs and, like, thought this lady was, like, coming after him or whatever, and, like, he attacked her. And
you know what? I do remember really seeing something about that a long time ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And then he was gone, and then he like made a comeback for like live streaming or whatever.
So this arrest has followed a series of disruptive incidents that reportedly included harassing a passerby, attempting to grab a police officer's service firearm, mocking security guards, and forcibly taking unauthorized photos and videos all while vlogging. But yes. And also the vlogger's videographer is also facing charges, too, per the Manila Times. The Philippine authorities said content creation cannot be used as a license to shame, hurt, or endanger others. So, yikes.
The shit that people are filming, though, these days is out of fucking hand.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. There has to be some sort of...
But I think this is going to be used as like a...
In other countries. You can still film that type of shit here, though. In America, you can film that.
Check your ego at the gate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Going to like different countries and thinking that you're just above it all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can just do whatever you want without any hesitation.
Exactly.
Second thought is...
Again, I love just like disrupting the peace. Like leave these fucking people alone.
Leave them alone.
Do it in your own private space.
You're stuck now. You're stuck there. Now what do? I'm sure you have rent or something in the United States.
But the thing
that,
like,
that you're going to be paying, like getting everything out. Like, what do you do? You're like, I'm stuck here. I don't have my sentence for 3 years. I don't even know if I'm going to be in jail.
But the thing is, I think he's going to take advantage of the situation. Like, I feel like when he's out, he's going to keep going. He's gonna be like, oh, well, I just can't do it in the Philippines anymore. I'll do it somewhere else.
Yep. You should have thought twice, dude. You really did.
Yeah.
All for you to get views.
Yeah. or if you're gonna do it harmless, like don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Don't make anybody cry in a negative way.
Don't ruin their day.
Who goes around and like gives smelling salts to strangers?
Oh, he does.
He's like, it's this new fragrance.
Yes, fuck, and he puts funny, the smelling salts under the people. But I'm like, you do not put something up like that up to a stranger's
it's
nose.
It's too strong.
I'm sorry.
No, dude. Yeah, that's at least know that they're about to smell something strong.
Oh, it's not
going to
kill them. But like, that's like incredibly personally invading to a person to do that.
I think that's the same person that does the, you know, the one chip challenge. That's the world hottest chip.
Yeah.
Made with like the Ghost Reaper, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It is an incredibly hot chip that will ruin your day.
Yeah.
Like, you literally cannot function. You can't do anything for hours after that.
Oh, yeah. No way. What does he go put
it in? He's just got it on, like, the sidewalk, and he's like, try my new chip flavor. But he's
oh,
like,
my
god, it's a spicy chip. Like, we're trying out
That's
whatever.
Terrible.
Not letting them know that it's actually, like, the most
really hot.
Insanely hot chip. So people are, like, thinking it's going to be, like, a spicy Dorito, whatever. And then they eat it. They're like, dude, that's so fucked up. That's so messed up. Why would you just do that to me? And people are getting like pissed.
I don't even know how I would handle myself. If like, one, I did something like that and I realized I'm being caught on camera, like, would I snap? I probably would.
The thing is, if I knew I was on camera, I wouldn't even snap because you're on camera.
I know.
You can't look like a fucking crazy person on camera.
I wouldn't,
you
like,
just
I
look
would
bad.
Lose it, but I'd be like, fuck you. Like, yeah. Dude, what are you so filming right now? This sucks. Unsubscribe.
This sucks. Unsubscribe.
This is trash
more channel
content. Please unsubscribe. Report flag. Like, I would just. Oh, and we're live? Yeah.
Perfect. So messed up.
But yeah, I think I would. Yeah, I would just be like, fuck you. I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh,
just say
this is
every,
so hot. But
just start saying every trigger word.
Yeah.
That YouTube will like flag.
Probably.
Insane.
I saw this yesterday. You know how they're promoting right now the movie Now You See Me 2, I think.
3.
Like, oh, yeah.
3.
They're already on the third.
I love the movies.
Second one.
What?
I feel like it's been a while since the second one.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of the Smile movie.
Now You See Me 3. It's a like a magician movie.
I love
it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Great movie. They did a billboard the other day where they had the billboard up and on the top it shows a timer countdown and it goes, text us for some magic or something like that. And every person that texted that number in the countdown, like during the time, it goes to the Venmo and they were Venmoing people money. Like $100.
No way.
That just people were getting Venmo'd money,
oh,
which is crazy.
Cool.
Damn, I missed that.
But isn't that crazy? What a crazy little.
Definitely a publicity stunt to get people talking about it.
I know, but so scared. Like, how many people that could have?
I thought they had some budget and just gave it away. And
how much, Matt? If you had to guess, all right, for $100 per Venmo, how much budget would you set aside for a countdown timer that was going down in like an hour?
You could do, like, I'm sure they could give away $100,000 and it wouldn't matter to them.
But look at it. We're talking about it right now. So some advertiser with a big budget goes, how much are they willing to spend if people are going to be really talking about this story for the next week? So
I get it. I get it. It's fun.
And I don't feel like every person who texted got money, but definitely a few people.
But you know what? I feel like LA is also a really hard place to get people to do something like that too. Because there's billboards everywhere, trailers everywhere.
Lately, I've been like, maybe I need to enter some sweepstakes. Or, you know, somebody gives you like a little thing and it's like, text this number now. And I'm like, I'm not going to go fucking do it. But then I'm like, hey, why not?
Enter to win like the car with the 50 grand cash on top of it.
Yeah.
Or the lottery. There's people that are doing lotteries every single day. They're like, I will maybe hit it one day. I'm just going to keep going every day. They'd feel better doing it every day and then dying without winning than never trying.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I just feel like I never have that much cash on me, so I don't really get the ticket. And every time I'm like in a store that has it, I'm like, I just don't feel like it's going to be this store that's going to win the lottery. It's going to be, I don't know. I like a random gas station.
I just wish one company that does it. I hate that there's like all these like random companies that you have to choose from. You know how like it's easy when there's only some option. Like, there's only like one option. It's like,
There's like Mega Millions of Powerball are usually like the go-to lottery tickets, and then there's
scratchers. I know that, but I just wish I would be more inclined to spend money on the lotto if there was just one company that everybody puts a pool in, and I see it. It's that one that we all recognize. Oh, okay, I'll buy it. But seeing the big fucking thing of just so many different lottos just makes me never want to do it.
Do they do a yearly package? Like, can I just get like
a membership?
Like, I have a lottery ticket every week. It's $1. I spent $52 a year, and I always have a lottery ticket, so I don't have to worry about like the next lottery.
That's a good idea.
But I know that there's like work pooling and stuff. Like people at work go, "Hey, we have a lottery pool. You put in your money. We go buy a bunch of tickets, and then we split it if one of us wins."
I love that idea. That's what Heath and I did that one day. Remember?
Yeah.
We split it. We're like, if either of us win,
it's so funny that everybody that wins the lottery, they all say, I just always thought that I would just win the lottery. Like, I always just knew I was going to win it.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
But, like, that's everybody's thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter who wins, they're all going to say that same thing.
I just knew I was going to win.
But, like, we all, if you don't win, it's just like that you didn't win. Right?
I get, yes. Everybody has that same think that you would win.
Thing I always just knew I was going
to
win.
I always feel like someone in my life, hopefully a relative, wins it. I always like think.
I want someone that I know to win it just to like.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep in contact. I want to just see how they're doing. I want to see where they're at.
Yeah. I want to be able to tell people I know somebody that won.
Exactly.
It is real.
Yeah. And also, I just want to like. I want to be like on the sideline, mm-hmm. just like watching this person live their life with a lotto and just
crazy,
you know. And also just hit them and be like, "Hey, like I need some stuff paid for.
Let me get the.
Hey, what are you doing next weekend? We should all go to the We should all go.
Oh my gosh, you know it'd be so crazy if we had like a boat we could go on right now.
Yeah, right. It's always we.
Damn, that would be so cool if we could go on a boat.
Oh my, we're gonna do so much with this money. We're literally gonna have so much fun with this money.
Do you think most people who win the lottery, is it quick picks or is it their set numbers they played every single time?
Oh,
I'm gonna look it up but I also heard like quick picks, you have a better chance of winning.
I think if you stick with the same numbers, you have a better chance of winning, right?
Most people who win the lottery. Do they win from quick picks or have they played the same numbers every time and that's when they won?
Is quick picks, it gives you random numbers?
Yes. Yeah. It's like it just picks up the numbers for you.
I would feel more confident with that.
Oh, quick picks?
Yeah.
Most lottery winners, especially in big games like Powerball and Mega Millions, win using quick picks, randomly generated numbers. In fact, around 70 to 80% of jackpot winners use quick picks rather than choosing their own numbers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the reason why is most players use quick picks, so statistically, it makes sense that most winners would too. But there's no advantage to picking your own numbers. Lotteries are designed to be completely random.
And you know what? Every lottery player now, they probably search this up, and now they do it, so that ratio now goes up of people that win with quick
think about
picks.
It. It's one thing for like you to win the lottery, but imagine another for it to be the numbers that you picked.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, well, that's all we have for you all today. Thank you so much for watching. You can check out Patreon, patreon.com/StanandHeath, where you can get
every single episode, early access, ad-free. We also keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're also going to get a bonus episode every single month. You're going to get a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/StanandHeath. Make sure to check it out.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath. Every Tuesday video form platforms.
All right, guys. Unwind. We'll see you in a second. And we love you. Peace.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
finally something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.